Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera,
and I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey. Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge. And I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold
the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Before we get to Commissioner Buzz's fantasy football league update, an update on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you allowing yourself to believe in the Sixers again? A shocking 66% say yes. Yes.
Two-thirds.
Commissioner Buzz is here with the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League Update. Let's get this done in about 30 seconds. Buzz, go.
Yeah, I know you're very, very excited, so I'll get you out of the way first.
Yeah.
Spike, you were taking on RC.
Yeah.
RC got zero from Jake Ferguson, got zero from Quentin Johnston. Didn't matter. RC still beat Spike 116-80. Spike killing off yet another fantasy star. Yeah. Cam Scataboo.
Yeah.
This season Scataboo continues to spiral.
Yeah.
He drops to 3-5.
Wow.
I don't know what to say with Scataboo out now, too. I don't know how I can come back from all this.
It's a lot.
It is.
Wow.
I'm not making excuses.
No, I wouldn't ever.
Neighbors, Garrett Wilson, Tyreek Hill, Ricky Pearsall, Cam Scataboo, all done. I don't know what to do.
It's true adversity.
I don't know what to do.
Every good football player they've had in New York has been on your fantasy team and then got hurt.
Yeah, I don't have Jackson Dart,
no.
but maybe I should pick him up just to get
just
him
to hurt him. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe Pearsall will come back. Maybe Garrett Wilson comes back. I don't know.
Let's get to Jack.
Yeah.
Let's get to this one.
Spike, if you thought you had it bad, an all-time week from Jack.
What a stinker.
One singular guy in double digits, and that was 14 from George Kittle.
But yeah. What was his total?
Tony, hang on, was in last place, won 116-64.
That's dude, tough to do.
Dude, 64.
Dude, this is my lineup. Dak, all right, whatever. I had to pick up Darius Slayton, Calvin Austin, Justice Hill.
Was this a bad bye week thing
for you? Yeah, five guys on bye. So yeah. Justice Hill, Kittle, Juwan Jennings, Golden, some guy, Iowa Mourn or whatever on the Titans, and Cleveland. That's it. So what, the 64 points.
Probably was
with a full lineup.
Cleveland, you probably got a bunch of points because all those sacks.
My second highest point total.
Yeah.
Well, you could have left Dak on the bench and played Jordan Love.
Yeah, but Dak's been cooking.
Yeah, MVP of the league, according to the best quarterback in franchise history.
Yeah. Wow, Jack. 64?
Yeah, that's pretty
64.
Sad.
That's pretty bad.
It's hilarious.
Wow.
That's pretty bad. That fraud team.
Yeah. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Little engine that could.
Yeah. I think I can.
Chug, chug, chug.
I think I can.
Yeah.
Let's get to Ike taking on number two ranked Ricky. Got 33 from Drake May, 34 from Breece Hall, 17 from Dallas Goddard, 15 from household name Woody Marks.
Who's that?
Who the hell?
Running back out of Houston.
Exactly.
Okay.
His name's Woody Marks?
Woody Marks.
Yep. That's why I scour the waiver wire.
Well, you always ever searching for... Never mind.
Woody came up big.
That's a good line.
Yep.
Ike wins 133 to 103, improves to 2-6.
Hold on, you didn't mention that Jerry Jeudy didn't score any points for me.
Sorry, Jerry Jeudy didn't score anything. He still won.
Didn't do anything. I'm ready to cut him.
Wow.
By the way, also want to point out.
Yes.
Scored the second highest total of points this week.
Yes, you did.
Team is picking up.
You are?
It was a bad week around the league, I should say. That's not to take anything away from Mike. It was just a bad week.
Around the league. Except for me, it wasn't.
Yeah. So what else in the league?
Yeah, other takeaways from the league. George has fallen off the face of the earth. I have texted him three separate times to set his lineup. He had two byes in his lineup again this week.
Which guy's George?
George in North Philly, I believe it is.
He's the guy who called in the one day that Ike was out, and we gave him a trivia question about both me and Spike, and he got them both wrong. But we allowed him in the league.
Yeah, because he seemed like he really cared about the league. Wow.
Yeah, well, he had Travis Hunter and the Seattle defense both on bye in the lineup and lost by six.
Wow, only six. He
only lost
won.
By six, but he gifted Marcus a win.
He has a good team. He was 5-2 going into the week, so yeah, he has a good team.
He had two previous weeks where he didn't put somebody in on bye, and he still won.
Yeah.
But it finally caught up with him. So yeah. George falls, and listen, we all laughed.
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah.
You said it's been 3 weeks he hasn't set his lineup.
Yes.
So.
He's on probation.
No. He finishes the season and that's a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, even if he wins it.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, no. He can't be back.
You can't just not set your lineup every
correct.
Week.
It's we're the
not,
easiest doing that. Thing.
Yes.
It takes
yes.
5 seconds.
And genuinely, if anyone knows George, I've texted him. He just doesn't write back. Tell him to set his lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, you better have a good. Unless he's doing 30 days in jail. Or have a good reason.
Yes.
I mean, God
forbid. We're interested to hear the reason.
God forbid, what if George isn't with us anymore? Yeah.
We're ripping him for not setting his lineup.
Yeah. if you're listening to this, you're part of George's family. So
sorry. About
yeah,
that,
we're
yes.
so sorry. But could you set the lineup for George?
We got a league to run.
Yeah, we got a league to run here.
And then we all laugh, but is Ike Reese going to make the playoffs? He's
Whoa!
Creeping up at 2-6.
Wow.
Because the league's so bad at the bottom.
That is true.
Yeah.
They're going to let me in here. I'm going to get in with that sixth seed.
Not if I don't get it.
Is it
17
make it?
Seven, yeah.
Oh.
Why is there 7 teams that make it?
You set that years ago, and we did it last year, too.
Oh, is there one team that gets a bye?
One team got a bye last year.
Okay.
That's all you, Jack. I don't know what you want me to say.
What?
7 teams? There's only 12 teams in the league.
Exactly. I have no idea. Go on, you can plan it on. I have no idea.
Then I might be able to sneak in and win this. I get Garrett Wilson back.
It was 7 teams either.
It was 7 last year.
The only league in the history of the world that has odd teams to make the playoffs.
I asked about it.
Yes, you are the only team in the league. Yeah, this is the only league.
I asked about it last year. Jack's like, no, we've been doing that for years. So
I get Pierce
and we never recognized it.
No one ever said anything. I mean, I guess the NFL does that per conference 7.
Which is probably why he did it.
He's not that bright.
No. Yeah.
There's no way.
Who are we talking about?
Exactly.
So what are the power rankings?
All right, let's get to the power rankings. Geez.
Get out of here, Buzz.
Well, you give this guy too much rope.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, we're going 1 through 5 again. Marcus, after his Mickey Mouse win over George, he stays at 1. Dustin moves up from number 3 to number 2. He got a 145-117 win over Yoshi.
Yeah, he's been chesty, Dustin.
He has been. Ricky, down from number 2. He lost 133 to 103, as we just mentioned, to Ike. RC, previously unranked, it's a 116-80 win over Spike. He is ranked 4th.
Is that RC Glenn Mills?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And 5th, and this is just by default, is Yoshi. He was previously unranked.
Come on.
Now, this isn't because he's good. It's because I refused to rank Jack after scoring 64.
Yes, yeah.
And I refused to rank George, who's ahead of him, for not setting his lineup.
Yeah, that's
so Yoshi's
fair.
The next
Actually,
guy.
That's good commissioner by you.
George should be banned from the power rankings until he sets his lineup.
He is.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Again, we hope he's still with us.
Yes, if he is still with us.
Banned from postseason play like a college team on probation?
No, he's still eligible, I guess.
Yeah, he's still eligible.
Yeah.
Because he's going to pop back up at some point and be like, oh, my record. Yeah. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
That'd be the
as
first
long
we heard
as
from
still
him.
With us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, if he's not, if you know his password, and you can set his lineup.
Wow.
Baker Mayfield's on bye this week.
Yeah. Yes.
He's got him.
He needs to put his QB in there.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Great job, Buzz. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, the luckiest top five guy we have. What's up, Yosh?
What's up, Boo?
What's up, Boo?
What up, Big Ice Jacket, baby? What's popping? And you know what, Buzz? I love you saying I'm not good. I'm doing what I do every year. I just keep lurking, baby. I stay in the mix. And next thing you know, I'm in the chat, White Ice.
Yep.
That's how I keep finding the loopholes, man. Like, come on. You can say what you want to say, man. Say what you want to say. Ah, man. Hey, man, look. What's his name? Will Smith. He ain't been out with since he smacked Chris Rock, and he ain't had a black song since the theme song of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I mean, he get jiggy with it, Wild Wild West.
Yeah, I could have named any one of those songs, yep.
You know what I mean? Even the black songs he did, what's name, try to remake, still sound white. Men in Black, what's name, the two of us. He ain't been out with since he smacked Chris Rock, man. What's, he got a little credibility back when he did that. Antonio Brown ain't been right since Vontaze Burfict lit him up. That's what happened to him. Yep. That boy was mild-mannered. He played his part, what's his name, in Pittsburgh. But when Vontaze licked that boy ain't been right since. That's when he started taking his shirt off and doing all that dumb stuff. And I'm telling you, go back and look at the tape.
No, you're right. Yeah, no, you're right.
That's what it is, man. He knocked some sense out of it. That way he did. AJ, a prima donna. I think Jalen deserved to be the real MVP for weathering this storm and still carrying this team the way he's carrying it. That's how I look at it. Boo, the Sixers, they feisty. They like a bunch of working ants on offense. They like a fog of gnats on defense. We balling. Sucker of Love is still pumping, baby. Ike, don't you guarantee nothing. Stay where you at. That's what we want you to do. Real quick, baseball is almost over, but you can still live moments of baseball by copping at ringthebell.com.
Ringthebellbook.com.
You know what I'm talking about. Yep. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, and the whitest song was saying, I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, man.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so.
And before I go, I got one more thing to say now.
Yep.
If y'all ain't seen Ciara dancing at that birthday party, boy, y'all better check it out. It's after 5 o'clock. Well, them kids at home doing homework. Ciara dancing at Ike. Yep. Go to the shade room, boy.
Why don't you just let me? I got the message when you said it the first time. Just let me sneak into the shade room, man. Y'all don't need to announce that's what I should do.
No sneaking. I ain't told you. Miss Renee listening, she know you're going to look. Look happily, boy. What's name? We just looking. We ain't taking nothing off the menu.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know what I'm talking about?
Get out of here. Goodbye. Goodbye, Yoshi.
Wow, man.
I Got a Feeling was the only song of my wedding that I prohibited the band from playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes I hate that song so much, it makes me mad.
I got a feeling.
That's the Mazel Tov one, right? The da 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 Right, Jack? Yeah, I got a feeling.
I got Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas. It'd be a good,
good
yeah.
night. Yeah,
hate it. Hate it so much.
Oh, it's a horrible song.
Great yeah. song.
Sometimes people get a little too precious with the music at their weddings. It's not your playlist. It's to make everybody have a good
it's
time.
It's your playlist.
Well, I think people, you got to trust the band a little bit. Mm-hmm. So they said, look, you could try to be cool, or you could have everybody be a good time, have a good time. And I said, absolutely, but still, you're not playing the Black Eyed Peas song. So that's the only one I banned from the wedding.
I bet you were judging the entire time, too.
No, it was totally cool. I actually barely remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like going to weddings
now. You
barely
remember what?
His
well,
wedding.
The wet, it just goes quick. I actually
remember. Did you watch the video?
Well, I remember. I did.
Okay.
Do you know who helped produce the video was?
Whatchamacallit? What was the guy who was, he was our video guy over there?
No, right? It was not Tommy Avalone.
Oh, yeah, that's who I was thinking. Yeah.
No, from NFL Network, our old friend.
Oh, NFL Network.
Mike Garofalo?
No, she.
Colleen.
Colleen. Yeah. Colleen Wolf was working with this video production company or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the one thing that I do remember from the wedding is the bridesmaid speeches, which were horrible. No offense, Julia. No offense, Susan. They were
two of them?
Horrible. Horrible.
Two bridesmaid speeches?
They went on so long.
They were long.
Yes. I'll never forget. It was going on long. I look at Val, and I gave her the, see, I told you. And I looked over at my friend, his nickname is Metro, but we call Michael is his name. And I looked at him, and I looked in the eyes, and I just went like this, shrugged.
I told you.
Laughed out loud. All I heard was them talking and him going, ha, that was it. Yeah, it was horrible. Now, I love them dearly, but just awful bridesmaids. Just so long, telling so many stories. Oh, we've known you since you were a baby. Of course, you're cousins. Of course you've known each other since you were a baby. Yes.
He's terrible.
Yeah, Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I was at one wedding in the best man speech. I was like, do you want to marry him? Like, this is getting too... And a fun fact, me and my buddy actually rearranged the Cure love song, and we sang it, and then the DJ played it.
Wait, you sang Love Song by the Cure?
Yeah, we rearranged it. A lot of my friends are in bands.
Okay. All right. So you're real musicians that did it. You didn't just willy nilly go up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then I had a buddy of mine, the DJ. I gave him a picture of my sister in law, and I'm like, she's not allowed to request anything. One of those people that would have just like had like a list. Should have took over the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost feel like we're living in a bizarro world. The Dodgers boo an injury, and we got the Giants guy sending a love letter out to City of Philadelphia.
Yes, gotta boo.
Yeah.
Did the Dodgers fans boo Springer?
Yeah.
Oh, really? When he got hurt?
They cheer when he got hurt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the only thing that makes it not a bizarro land is that nobody said anything about it, because if it was Philly, it would be, you know.
Oh, national news.
End of the world. Oh, Santa Claus, see?
Santa Claus. That's still a go-to, huh, for people.
Oh, man. Somebody's got to pull it out.
Pause.
Just like that Betamax video of the Cowboys winning that Super Bowl against the Broncos.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think the whitest DJ, what you call it? Will
wedding song.
The song? Yeah. No, not the wedding song.
Oh, just song.
That Boom Shake the Room. Oh, my God. That was like the worst rap song ever.
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom. Shake the Room. Yeah, I kind of vaguely
That's
remember
Will
that
Smith?
Was that Will?
Yeah.
Sounds like it could have been. I remember
boom,
the song.
Shake the Room.
Yeah,
boom.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's Will Smith?
Yeah, I think he wrote that for our delegation, Spike.
I don't think it's Will Smith. Oh, I don't know this one.
This is Will Smith.
There's got to be another one.
Good one?
Oh, yeah, this is an old one. Yeah. Boom, shake the room. Boom, shake the room.
Oh, that sounds
boom,
horrible.
Boom, shake the room. Click, tick, boom.
Y'all ready for me yet?
But this is from the good era of Will Smith.
I like pretty girls at weddings. Is that gonna be his new song?
This was that was terrible. Yeah, that was from Fresh Prince when he was with DJ Jazzy Jeff, I believe. So,
probably yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Who's ready to cut a rug?
Elliot, when This Is How We Do It comes on at a wedding.
Wow. I didn't even realize that was DVL.
No,
man.
He's back.
Man.
One more day is battle.
Is Battle on vacation again?
I don't know.
He's here tomorrow. I'm going to a concert with him, so maybe.
Oh, he comes to work when it's time to go to concert.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah, wow. For sure. Oh, deep voice, look, DVL. I like it. What's next?
Social media is definitely not a real place. Ike, when he tried to tweet that the bullpen is cooked.
Legendary moment.
He wasn't even around for that.
No, he wasn't. Why would Deep Voice Luke do that?
Yep.
Yes, the bullpen is cooked. Yes.
Just imagine that, all one word in a hashtag. Bullpen is cooked. Yep. What's next?
Why is White Homie's shirt so wrinkled? The delegation at the wedding Spike was at.
All right.
Oh, your shirt was wrinkled.
My shirt was not wrinkled.
No, my white shirt was not wrinkled at the wedding. Brother.
I looked.
He looked good.
Clean at the
wedding.
Game
is credit. Yeah. Game is credit. He looked good.
Come on.
The velvet jacket. I love it.
Yeah, come on. Burgundy.
Nice, man. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. It looked like my birthday jacket.
Yes.
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 Oh, interesting.
Well, Ike looked way better than everybody else at his birthday. Yeah.
I made sure.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody else is like, nah, wear whatever you want. Ike comes in just cooking.
Crushed velvet.
Yeah, like he's going to the Grammys or something. What's next?
Did you used to love fantasy football? Are you kind of over it now, but you don't want to tell your boys? Join Ike Reese for the new Odyssey podcast. Did I win? Hold on, let me check.
You got so excited that you thought you'd beat him.
You thought it'd be Dustin.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, did I win?
Yeah.
And then now, an hour and a half later, you're like, I'm making the playoffs.
Dude, that is a great name for a podcast, Hold On, Did I Win? A fantasy football podcast. What's next?
It wouldn't surprise me if he got several head coaching interviews next year. Elliot, seeing a guy just breathe while standing next to Nick Sirianni.
Yes. Yeah, that was his whole reason. Well, he's Nick Sirianni's right-hand man. Oh, wow. Yeah. Holy
didn't even want the guy to hide a job.
Yes.
Now,
Elliot did say he thinks he's going to be a better head coach than a coordinator.
He did say that at one point. I'm glad. I can't wait to get. Well,
I guess that's possible.
Yeah, I guess.
You can be a better head coach than a play caller.
Yes, well, we've seen that. We've seen that. He learned it from the best. What's next?
Spike on the Eagles.
Oh, God.
Backup quarterback podcasts, Chris Sims, sack rates. Spike on the Phillies. Rivalry packs, bad defense, just a dumb team. Spike on the Sixers. Guys, just have fun.
No expectations.
Yes. Well, Jack tried to do that with the Phillies.
Yeah.
Too. No expectations.
You did try that.
You tried no expectations with the Phillies.
Yeah, but then they're cooking.
Then they're good.
They got cooking.
I'm too scarred from the Sixers' expectations.
You got at least give him till February.
Yeah, last year wiped it out.
Yeah, you give him the February and they're still cooking like this.
Yeah.
He'll be in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, get me to December, but yeah.
The Costos hits.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Knicks versus Sixers.
Well, because he wants to argue Knicks Sixers.
He does. You can tell. He gets a little.
But I'm not there yet, so I just argue about the Knicks.
Yes. Or the Thunder.
No, he was arguing about the Thunder. He said they're unbeatable. They're not unbeatable. Do we have Fritz at 6 coming up?
Oh, we got Fritz at 6.
Oh, what do we have? Yeah, what's coming up?
Just give him the extension.
Oh, you are not. Are you really?
Just do it.
Can I be the first caller?
should be the first caller. Yeah. You should be the first caller.
Unbelievable. Is Luke producing?
Nah, Buzz is producing.
Oh, okay.
Buzz is not. Buzz may disagree with you.
Just give.
Oh, he's gonna. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it'll take 7 minutes to say it, but
yeah, it would take a whole hour.
Yeah,
and I'm trying not to talk about AJ.
Give people a break, man. Yeah. Yeah. They don't want to hear about AJ.
Yeah, give people a break after we do a four-hour show about AJ.
Exactly. Not to go full jolly on people, but if you want me to talk about AJ, better call in about Bryce.
Yeah. Just give him the extension. I love it.
Just do it.
It's the most Fritz at 6 topic ever. Yep. And then TK will be on after that, so make sure you listen.
Setting the record straight.
Counter what, yes. What Jack just said.
Hopefully. No?
You agree with it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah, okay, no
extension. There's no way TK wants to give Bryce an extension.
No.
Just do it.
We'll be back with you tomorrow, same place, same time. Thank you for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.